Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Goins?
Here.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and the Gwendolyn Brooks Library buildings.
We've had opportunity to peruse the agenda. This time, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Trustee Buckner is in New Orleans. Our prayers are with he and his family. His grandfather's transition was just in recent days, and so we miss him today, and our prayers are with him. We'll ask Dr. Henderson to come forward now with the tenure resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, trustees, president, faculty, staff, and students, and community members. Today, we are happy to come before you with the recommendation for the conferment of tenure for Dr. Michael Danqua, PhD, Associate Professor in our Department of Pharmaceutical Sciences from the College of Pharmacy. His PhD is from the University of Tennessee. Dr. LaShonda Fuller, excuse me, Associate Professor, Department of Psychology in the College of Arts and Sciences. She holds her PhD from Western Michigan University. Dr. Valerie Goss, Associate Professor in the Department of Chemistry and Physics in the College of Arts and Sciences. Her PhD is from the University of Notre Dame. Professor Joanna Colindo, she's an Associate Professor in the Department of Library and Instruction Services, and she holds her Master of Science from the University of Illinois Urbana. And Dr. Yashika Watkins, Associate Professor in the Department of Health Studies in the College of Health Sciences. Her PhD is from the University of Illinois at Chicago. The following individuals are recommended and based on input from their faculty, the chairperson, the dean, their department personnel committee, the university personnel committee, myself, and the university president. We are recommending that these individuals are considered for conferment of tenure. These faculty members come to you highly recommended and have performed excellently in the areas of teaching, service, and research over the past 6 years at CSU. Your packet has a summary of their accomplishments. Thank you for your consideration of this resolution, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for the provost? Chair and entertain motion to adopt the resolution.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion is moved. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
Did we have any
No one signed up.
Okay.
No one signed up for public comment.
All right, glad to have Dr. Lindsay present to share with us some good news about a recent appointment.
Thank you very much, Chairman. It is my pleasure to introduce to everyone Chris Zorich, who has been appointed the new athletic director for Chicago State University, comes to us from the athletics department at Prairie State College, where he managed the college's NJCAA Division I and II sponsored sports teams and fostered initiatives for raising academic requirements while improving win-loss percentages. One of the things that impressed us about Mr. Zorich when he came for an interview was how well prepared he was. He attributed that to his law degree, but I think it also is an indication of how much he wanted to come to Chicago State University. He indicated that the main motivation for taking this job is that he sees Chicago State as a hidden gem, which I think most of us here do, would agree with. And he indicates that he is honored to become a part of the CSU family. He plans to bring together resources that he has found in places like the University of Notre Dame, where he was a defensive linebacker. I do watch football periodically. I went to Michigan, we went to the University of Michigan. I know a little bit about football, but I just wanted to make sure I had your position correct. And helped create the culture that will produce student athletes who are encouraged to always do their best and to define success, not as much by whether they become professional athletes, but rather by a well-rounded ability to do well and be truly successful in life. He is a graduate of what was CVS, is now Chicago Vocational Academy, and he began his football career at the University of Notre Dame, where he finished as an All-American. Some of the people on this up here probably are old enough to remember some of that. Well, maybe not. And one.
I confess.
A couple of us.
I remember.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I remember.
He started reading early.
And won a national championship in 1988. He was later drafted by the Chicago Bears, where he played from 1991 to 1997. After retirement, he returned to Notre Dame, where he received a law degree, as I stated before. So please join me in welcoming Chris Jordan. Chris
Jordan. Some remarks.
If I may, Madam President. He's also a proud graduate of Robert A. Black Magnet School, which is also where I went to elementary school.
Okay. Does anyone
really
else
that.
Want to have?
We really needed that.
We did.
Does anybody else want to declare their historic relationship with Mr. Sorage?
Yes, he was director of the Park District behind my church very recently.
Well, we want to know, does he have any kin folks on the west side?
Whoa, what's up?
That would be a major plus.
When I called him to offer him the position, I informed him it was not because he was a former Bear, but that when he came to the interview, he was so well prepared and indicated how much he was invested in pursuing an opportunity at Chicago State. And he had come the day before to look around, so he was familiar with the facilities, and the police, perhaps you, sir, almost threw him out. So I think that
didn't know who he was.
That's okay. That's all right. So thank you all for welcoming Mr. Sorage, and we have wonderful expectations for what you're going to be doing with athletics at Chicago State, and obviously, we're pleased that you accepted the position.
And we also want to commend Trustee Cam Buckner.
Absolutely.
For his participation in this in the process of reviewing those who applied for it.
He was pivotal at all steps, and because of his experience with athletics that I did not have, other than dating a football player when I was in college, but because of his experience, I depended upon him greatly to manage the process and to make sure that we were approaching it in the best possible way. And his assistance was absolutely invaluable. Whenever I reached out to him and he was available, he would respond. And if he wasn't, we'd talk a little later, but I truly appreciated what he contributed to helping us move through the process most important.
And maybe we should commend the officer that you pointed out for being on his job.
Well, I don't know it was
knowing.
Him. It
oh,
might
okay.
have been. I'm not sure. It was one of his friends.
Well, we're grateful for security. We want to make that clear.
Good.
But thank you. Thank you, Madam President. We'll entertain a motion at this time to convene into executive session to discuss employment matters, legal matters, and/or collective bargaining matters, and minutes lawfully closed.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Goen?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, absolutely.